So after a short day, we had a long day. Saturday, even though I woke up late. So we went to bed a little bit on the late side on Friday, after showering and so on. I think it was after one when that I fell asleep. And then I woke up at 7 and I was fully awake, which sucked. But I managed to fall asleep. It took me like almost an hour to fall asleep, and I slept again till like 10:40 or something. At the time I woke up, Brent was already gone to town to deal with stuff. He got the tires in the car. His brother started working on things in the meantime. I had breakfast, got dressed, etc., etc. Left to see Aaron, working on cleaning some stuff out and about. And I said, hey, what is that to do? Should we do something? He gave me the keys to the ATV so I can get down to the bottom garage and back up. I said, let's check out the other bike's air filter and see if we can steal it for the bike we're rebuilding. Because the second other bike that's not rideable right now at Brent House is a in a different garage thingy that they have just down the hill on their property, and it's a bit of a hike to go up and down. So yeah, I got to ride a quad for the first time. It was pretty fun. Ended up going up and down like 3 or 4 times because I needed to like take the seat off, find the keys, find the keys to take the seat off. Then to remove the air filter, you actually have to take the tank off. Take the tank off, you have to take some of the fairings off. So yeah, it's a bit of a doozy changing air filters on this bike. But yeah, I made it out, or rather managed to take the bike apart. Just to find that the airbox is full of trash, so some sort of small animal made itself a house. And the filter itself was not damaged, but it was extremely greasy and yeah, not usable. Yeah, so I came back up, brought all the tools, etc., and then started making the plans with Aaron for what's gonna happen during the day. I said that I'd like to make pizza for everybody because they have this nice gas barbecue which actually goes up to like over 400 degrees, and they have a pizza stone to put inside the grill. So I thought I'll use my newly acquired superpower of fancy pizza dough making, and we'll make some pizza. So we called up Brent, gave him extra bits and bobs to buy, told him to buy like a cheap laser thermometer so that we can measure the stone temp, and then get pizza ingredients and toppings, which was great. He did it. We got everything going, got the dough going. By the time he was back, actually, we ended up getting flour here on the corner that was Brent compatible. So we had two batches, one with just normal white flour and one with some sort of whole grain kind of wheat flour, but still smooth enough so that Brent can have it. Yeah, and it actually, the dough turns out great. Basically, the rest of the afternoon, we kept working on the bike together, the three of us. Managed to start it up. I should say, Aaron and Brent were doing most of that work needed to start it up. They changed oil, cleaned out the carbs. Did a bunch of things. We put a wheel, the spare wheel back on just so that we can get access to the oil release nut at the bottom of the engine. Yeah, drained it, refilled it, added coolant, topped up brake liquids. And then I took the fairing off on the front, went again back down to the second bike to see if I can borrow a light indicator, because one of the front light indicators on the bike we were fixing was kind of, ripped. Like the rubber housing that it lives in, it was ripped, so it was sogging. and it was not usable. I managed to remove one of the back ones. For some reason, the bottom motorcycle doesn't have front indicators at all. They're somewhere, but not on the bike. And the front and back indicators looked identical, but when I finally managed to free the one from the bike downstairs, which wasn't that easy because the locking bolt was quite rusty, etc. And a little hard to get to, but hey, got it out, brought it back up. Then it turns out that it is ever so slightly different. Like the back indicators and the front indicators, the housing for the actual light is the same, but the part that attaches to the bike is slightly different. So yeah, wasted a bit of time, but hey, whatever. Still good fun riding the ATP up and down. Yeah, while doing all this, every half an hour I was flipping pizza dough to great success. So yeah, in the end, managed to tape the old kind of dangly broken rubber indicator, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna survive our trip. Then I fitted them into the fairing, no problem, nice and stiff in there. And that's basically where we left it off. So today I have to basically put the front fairing back on, connect all the connectors back in, and then I have to take the back fairing off to kind of stiffen up the back indicator lights, because they were loosened for transport and I need to replace these like fitting plates with screws so that they stay in place. So yeah, that's gonna be my job for the day. And I think most of the stuff we still need doing is basically non-urgent because we're waiting for the wheels, which will be ready either tomorrow or Tuesday, latest Tuesday. Yeah. So to finish off the day, we baked all the pizzas. I formed the dough into nice pizza shapes. Brent ended up putting toppings on, and we actually saved half the dough and put it in the fridge for later because it was actually quite a lot. So when I last made it and I made one batch and we had four small pizzas, it like went insta went, and then you know everybody just finished it. And this time, we made four pizzas. We could have made eight with the dough we had. We made four, and there was still some left because it was just so much. But yeah, everybody loved the pizza. I was surprised by how much they loved the pizza, but it makes me happy because, you know, it's so nice that Aaron and Caitlin let me stay here in this cabin. This cabin is so great. This whole area is so great. They let me use their equipment, have the food. So I thought it would be very nice to at least treat them to a little bit of nice food. So yeah, we're probably gonna cook something more for them over the next few days. Just to leave them with some nice memories after I'm gone. Maybe they'll invite me again.